Like we can't do what that family does. And so when I see myself and I see that I don't have the clothes that they have, and I don't have the things they have. I have body issues, and I got panic attacks, and every now and then I got sickness that I deal with in my body. And when I see this other people, they don't go through what I go through. I take medicine for my issues. But when I see that, I can see how God can put anointing and vision, and he can give them power on the inside and gifts on the inside, because look at their life. And see, young people look and they say, they don't have the issues I have. I'm always at doctor's appointments. I'm always going to visit my mom, or I got to go live with my dad. And I got to have, you know, as they say, I got two Christmases. I got a Christmas over here. And that's sometimes the best part. But you got two Christmases. You understand? My life ain't like everybody else's. So, Pastor, there's not greatness inside of me. I get it. God can use them and give them gifts, power, wisdom, and all those things. But you forget, Pastor, I come from a broken home. My parents don't have money like that. How can God use me? I had time in juvenile, and if you realize, I have panic attacks, and I'm a little bit overweight, and I don't have the success on the outside that it seems other people have. There's no way God can put that inside of me, because look at me out here. I wish I go to my parents and say, hey, listen, it's time to go back to school. Can you buy me this? And they say, we don't have money like that. How can God put something great in me, and I can't even take care of myself? This is how young people think. But I got something to tell you, is that the Bible lets us know, if I could share a scripture with you, it gives us a little insight to what God is saying here. Is if I could show this, because when I look at it, there's a scripture in Jeremiah 1 and 5. God says something that's amazing. He says, before I formed you, God help me. He says, before I formed you, God help me. Put Jeremiah 1, 5 up real quick. I believe that's the text I'm looking for. He says, before I formed you in your mother's belly, I already knew you. God, y'all ain't saying nothing to me. Look what he says. He says, watch what he says here. He says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. I'm about to shout. What that word means is before you were in your mother's womb, he formed you. Hold this down, I'm about to preach. He says, before I put you in your mother's womb, I already put in you what everything that was going to be in you. I already put power in you before you were born. I already put anointing in you before you were born. I already put vision in you before you were born. I already put an anointing in you before you stepped out. I already put gifts in you before you stepped out. So go ahead and step up top, please, and get ready to take that off. Because now you say, well, I look like this, so what's in them can't be inside of me. But I got news for you. Take that off, please. I need you to realize that the same thing that's in them is the same thing that's in you, because God is no respecter of person. Thank you, Alistair. You can step down. God is no respecter of person. God does not say, I gave this to them because of this. He says, matter of fact, I put it in you before you even got here. I put it in you before I knew you, before you knew you were even be dealing with what you were dealing with. God, help me right here. Can I flip it and preach it like I want to? It's because you need to know that if you're dealing with this and God put this in this, that means he probably thinks more of you than anybody else. Because if he says, I know you had issues, but I still gave you gifting. I know you ain't got no money, but I still put power inside of you. Let me help the young people understand something. Have you ever went to church and wondered why your mama and daddy were shouting? And you say, why you shouting? Because you broke. Why you shouting? We just had three doctor's appointments this week. Let me tell you why they're shouting. Because they made a choice. Everybody say a choice. They made a choice to praise God for what's on the inside and not praise him just for what's on the outside. They gonna praise God in any situation. You wonder why they praise him when they're sick? Because they know they still got power. You wonder why they praise him when they're going through a divorce? They still got their anointing. You wonder why they praise him when they're going through things in the marriage? It's because they still know who they are. This is who you are. This does not define who you are as a person. You say you deal with low self-esteem, but then you go to church and you praise God. Well, they praise God because low self-esteem is not their identity. What's their identity is what's on the inside. It's not what's on the outside. It's what's on the inside. I just I used to wonder, why you praising with your sick self? Why you praising with your broke self? I sit in church talking about, I know she was just at the doctor. I know that man just left her, and then they come to church and they start shouting, but I had to get the revelation that God says from the foundations of the world, I put greatness inside of you. I knew you were going to be like this, but I still trusted you with that. And you've got to understand, it does not matter. That's why you can pray. God, help me. That's why you can praise God anywhere, any place, anytime. Not because of what you're going through, but you got to make a choice to praise him with for this, even though you're dealing with that. Somebody say it's choices, it's choices, it's choices. See, let me preach to us, because sometimes we got grown folk who can't praise him because of this. And that's why some of them come to church looking for something to crank them up. You don't need nothing to crank you up. You need to go back to Jeremiah 1:5 and preach, read it for yourself and preach your own sermon and say, this may be what I'm going through, but this ain't who I am. This is the valley I'm in, but who I am, I got power on the end. See, the devil can touch this, but he can never touch that. That is a choice you've got to make. You can touch my body, but you can't touch my anointing. You can touch my money, but you can't touch my calling. And as long as I focus on my calling, guess what? This has got to change. As long as I stick with God and give him a praise for this, this will turn around when I... God help me. Thank you. Somebody say it'll turn around. Now understand what Paul and Silas, the Bible says they were going through some stuff on the outside, but when they praised them on the inside, in Acts chapter, I believe, 16, the Bible says that they praised them. They began to pray and sing in songs, and when they praised them, the Bible says this stuff fell off, the chains fell off, the doors fell open, and this is why I'm telling you, when you come to church, you better start praising God. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what you're dealing with. If God brought Paul and Silas out with a little bit of praise, God will bring you out with a little bit of praise. Praise him for this. The Bible says, let everything that has breath praise his name. He didn't say everything that got money praise his name. Everything that got health praise his name. He says everything that got praise the name of the Lord. And if you got breath up in this place, stand to your feet for just a moment and give God a shout of praise. Oh, just give him a shout of praise. You may not have it where you want it, but give him a shout of praise and watch him turn it around. Watch him, won't he? Just lift up your voice and tell him, just give him a shout of praise and watch God turn it around. See, we got to teach our young people that inside of you is the same awesomeness that may be in another teenager who seems like they got it together. And you got to keep this for the rest of your life, young people. The thing is, you got to choose if you're going to praise them.